My parents told me growing up that I'm a purebred German. However, after receiving my ancestry DNA test results last night, I learned a secret about my past so sinister my heart has been palpitating ever since. Either my parents lied to me or were wrong. I'm not sure which possibly frightens me more. When I received the email from Ancestry.com that my DNA results were ready, I immediately clicked the link. I had been waiting patiently for 2 weeks for my saliva sample to process. Other than the bits and pieces of our family history my parents told me growing up, my heritage was a mystery to me. I knew that my grandparents on both sides had immigrated from Germany in the 1920s, but any other information regarding my distant relatives had either been lost or forgotten. For this reason, you can imagine my surprise when my test results came back 100% unknown. In other words, Ancestry.com could not trace my DNA to any known origin. I was entirely off their charts, and therefore an enigma. Fearing a faulty test, I bought another DNA sample kit and mailed it in. However, my results arrived 2 weeks later carrying the exact same data. I paced around the living room of my apartment, trying my best to ignore the pervading sense of dread rippling across my chest. What conclusions could I draw from such bizarre results? Had I received two faulty tests in a row, or was there something inhuman about my DNA? My mind spun with a myriad of possible answers to these questions, each one more fear-inducing than the last. After spending the rest of the evening wallowing in my confusion, I decided to contact my friend, Drew. Drew is a professional geneticist. If anybody could uncover the reason why my DNA was producing such alarming results, it was him. "Hey, Barry," said Drew, voice cheerful. "What's up?" "I've got a quick question for you," I said. I paused for a moment, unsure of how to proceed. What should I say? That there was a chance that I might be an alien? "It's about my Ancestry DNA test results." "You finally got around to sending in your kit. Excellent. Lay it on me. My results are off the chart." Drew was silent for a moment. I imagined his mind turning like thousands of rotating gears. "I don't understand. My DNA doesn't match any known records. My results came back 100% unknown." Drew was silent for even longer this time. When he finally spoke, his voice was soft. "That's impossible. They must have given you a faulty test." "That's what I thought, so I did the test again. And? My results are the same." "That can't be right. There's no way your DNA would receive those results in a valid test. Stop by my lab tomorrow and I'll give you a real test." Drew stared at my DNA test results, mouth agape. "This can't be possible," he said under his breath. I stared at his computer screen, trying to battle back the panic attack threatening to steal the air from my lungs. "What does this mean?" I said. "I'm not sure. I have a lot of phone calls to make and a lot of research to do. Go home and rest. I will call you when I get to the bottom of this." Drew called me 1 week later. "You're not going to believe what I've learned," he said. I tightened my grip on the phone. "Why is that?" "You might want to sit down." I complied. "Go ahead." "I've been poring over your DNA night and day for the past week, and after talking to one of my colleagues in Hawaii, have uncovered the secret of your origins." My heart thudded against my chest wall, causing my ribs to ache. "Go ahead." "You're from an island in the Pacific Ocean so obscure it's nearly been forgotten. This island is infamous among those who know of it for its witch gatherings." The saliva drained from my mouth. "What does that mean?" "Your parents used to live there, Barry. It took a lot of digging, but I found the old plane logs of the private airline company that flew them there. Your mom is a part of these gatherings, only she isn't truly your mom. This particular group of witches specializes in what are known as ritual births. They made you. Using what materials? Only God can say." Thanks for listening to the No Sleep Podcast. If you love tuning in for these stories, please leave a review to let others know how much you enjoy listening. And don't forget to check out the link to our YouTube channel in the podcast description.